Hey, thank you so much for joining us. My name is Todd Christopher. I'm the Public Affairs Director for WRVM, and you're listening to Issues in Focus. Well, it's that time of year again. It is a new year. Many of us have our New Year's resolutions, and the issue becomes really not so much what our resolutions are, but do we stay with them? Over the last several years, exercise always seems to be at the top of the list of resolutions or eating better. Joining us today is Sarah Schindel, and she is the health and well-being educator for Oconee County. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, it's good to be here. Thanks for having me.
So do you have your regular list of New Year's resolutions? How good are you at keeping them?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. So I don't actually have a regular list. I used to.
Yeah.
But I kind of switched to just having a goal in mind throughout the year, and it can change so easily with the seasons of life and the different challenges that we have. You know, I have kids, I'm a really busy mom, I work full time, so I try not to beat myself up if I have to shift a little bit. I try to keep my mind on small, sustainable changes that lead to big results over time. And I think that seems to work.
That's really good, because a lot of us are so busy that, you know, we sometimes say, oh, I've got several resolutions I'm going to focus on. I think if we pick one and just move forward with that, that can be really good. That can be successful.
Yeah. Usually picking one and then being really specific about it. Maybe say, you know, I'm going to walk. You know, be specific about what you're going to do to lose weight, because saying losing weight, that's really broad. You know, there's so many things you can do to do that.
Oh,
so being very specific about it is really helpful.
Yeah. Something interesting I read from the American Heart Association, that just 30 minutes, between 30 and maybe an hour of walking a day, greatly decreases the effects of heart disease and diabetes, even cancer and dementia. And yet as a country, we hear so many of us, you know, really are dealing with these issues. What are your observations of why you think this is?
You know, I think lives are really easy today. We're really sedentary. Our lives are set up for convenience. We've really kind of set ourselves up in a little conundrum here of life being really convenient, but also almost too much. We're not moving enough. You know, we're not even doing the basic of walking at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Small and rural communities sometimes aren't set up for physical activity. If we look in big cities, there's gyms everywhere. There's sidewalks and city parks everywhere. Thankfully, our communities in Oconee County have been really working on that.
I'd really like to talk about that. You actually do head up a program that encourages a regular walk routine. Can you talk about that and what that's about?
Yeah, absolutely. Between myself and Katie Dahl with the UW Extension team and the HHS team in Oconto County with Healthy Oconto County, we kind of all work together to put on this walk and talk program.
Yeah.
So it's just a community walk program. It happens once a week in the majority of the communities in Oconto County, and they take place at the local schools.
Yeah.
So in Gillett, they're on Monday nights. In Oconto Falls, they're on Tuesday mornings. Searing has them Wednesday mornings, and Lena has them Thursday mornings. And it's basically just a group of people that get together and walk. And it's really nice because they're indoors in a safe environment. It's warm. It's well lit, so it's really accessible to anybody.
And you're also, you know, fostering community, as you mentioned, too. Not just walking alone, but walking with others who are trying to do the same thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's just as important as the physical activity portion of it. And, you know, that really circles back to mental health as well. You know, making those connections, being with people, being with community, feeling like you have people that you can surround yourself with. So it's really a twofer here. We're getting our physical activity in, getting our heart rate up in a really friendly environment, and we're being with people, being in our community, which is really where we're supposed to be, right? We're supposed to be with people and being in congregation with each other.
Absolutely. Where can our listeners go for more information on these programs and other activities that may be going on around the counties?
Yeah. So you can look to our UW Extension Facebook page. We keep that really updated with different events that we have going on. You can look at our UW Extension Oconee County website. We keep that really updated as well.
Yeah.
Or you can call us at the office, and we're there waiting and willing to answer questions and help you out with whatever you need. Most counties in Wisconsin do have an extension office. The best way to contact them or to figure out if you have an extension office is to call your local courthouse. We do have a statewide virtual strong bodies class that runs, and we have between 70 and 80 people that join that every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 9. And if you have access to the internet and if you have access to Zoom, which is really easy to set up,
yeah,
you can join that free virtually every Tuesday and Thursday morning, no matter where you are. And people like me and my coworker, Katie Dahl, and other extension educators from across Wisconsin teach that. So yeah, that's a really fun way to connect as well.
Yeah. So we've been talking to Sarah Schindel. She's the health and well-being educator for Oconee County. And Sarah, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to share all of that great information with us. And I'm sure we'll have you on again.
Yeah, it was great talking to you. Thank you so much for having me.
My name is Todd Christopher, Public Affairs Director for WRVM. And you've been listening to Issues in Focus, issues that matter to you.